So we gather on this holy day of obligation to celebrate this great reality, this great mystery, this assumption of Mary, body and soul, into heaven. What the church teaches, that when the course of her earthly life was ended, she was assumed by the power of God, by the grace of God, body and soul, into heaven. What an amazing reality that is. No one else in history has experienced this. So it hasn't happened to anyone else. Because Mary is the only one who was conceived without original sin. And the wages of sin is death. And death is a separation of body and soul. So if there is no sin, there is no death, there is no separation. So it only makes sense that if she was conceived without original sin, that she would be assumed body and soul. It only makes sense. If one, then the other must be necessary. And this is an important day for us. It's so important that the church obligates us to attend Mass under the pain of mortal sin. And we must be here today. We are obliged to be here. It's necessary. Just like parents put obligations on their children to do certain things. You must brush your teeth. You must go to bed. You must eat all your vegetables. These obligations that we place upon our children, because it's necessary and it's good. It's necessary and it's good that we are here. For so many reasons, but especially in our contemporary culture, where there's so much confusion, so much doubt about the goodness of God, about God's plan for us, His children, and for the goodness of the body in which He has created us. The Catechism of the Catholic Church begins with God, who is perfectly fulfilled in Himself, out of a plan of sheer goodness, created man so that man could share his divine life. Like, if you ever think about why there's anything existing in the world, it's because God wants to share his life with you. And so everything is created for that purpose. That was the original plan that God had in the garden, before the garden, and why the garden even exists. Because God, who is perfectly good in himself, wanted to share that goodness with each one of us. But we know the story of Adam and Eve. They doubted the goodness of God. They allowed their trust in him to fade. And so because of that, they took an action, eating the fruit, the forbidden fruit, which led to separation, which led to the loss of the divine life, the light that God created them to share. Because of their action, they no longer shared that life. God's plan was thwarted. But immediately, God promised salvation. He promised that the problem would be solved. That by the seed of the woman, the head of the serpent would be crushed. And it's that woman whom we celebrate today, who we honor. I mean, we don't worship Mary. We honor her. We show her due respect. Just as St. Paul tells us in his letters to imitate him, Mary invites us to imitate herself. Because she is enjoying the life that we were created to enjoy. And that she's shown us the way of how to get there. Simply saying yes. Yes to God at each and every moment of our lives. Sometimes maybe we think about what life would have been like if Adam and Eve had never sinned. Like, I remember, and I shared with the school kids this morning, I remember in elementary school thinking, I wouldn't have to go to school, I wouldn't have any homework, I could ride my bike and climb trees all day long. But Mary didn't have any sin, but she suffered. Mary didn't have any sin, but she had a rough life. So the easy life that I was desirous of when I was 8 and 9 and 10 years old is not the reality. But the reality is that we get to share life with God completely and totally. It's hard to imagine that for most of us most days, because most of us are living in this rat race of chaos and confusion. And we so often give our heart and our mind and our body over to things that are not of God. So we can't even imagine what God's plan for our life really is. And so we turn to our Blessed Mother. We turn to her and ask her that as she's sitting at the right hand of God, as we have in that responsorial psalm, which makes us remember what happened in the Old Testament when the queen mother, the king's mother, would sit at his right hand and intercede on behalf of the people. And the king told his mom, "I can never deny you anything." Jesus is now that king, and his mother's the queen mother. And she intercedes on our behalf. She's begging God to share his grace with us, so that we can persevere through those difficult times. We can rise above the chaos and the confusion. And once again, we can say yes to his plan for our life, his plan of sheer goodness. That's what we celebrate today. That our Blessed Mother has paved the way for us. You know, when we celebrate the Ascension, when 40 days after Easter, when Jesus went to heaven, the prayers tell us that where the head has gone, the body is sure to follow. But Jesus is God. We kind of expect him to be in heaven. But us, humans, is there really a place for us in heaven? Mary teaches us that there is. And she is there, body and soul, completely, fully worshiping God. I mean, why do we have our bodies? Our bodies do so many amazing things and so many not so amazing things. And depending on our state in life and how many years we've been alive, maybe our bodies don't work quite the way we wish they would. But Mary, with her body and soul in heaven, gives us the final end, the result of what our bodies are really meant for. We're meant to worship God. It really is that simple. That everything about us, God has given us everything so that we can worship him. We practice that now, primarily as we worship him in the liturgical service of Holy Mass and the other liturgies. But the way that you use your body out in the world, you're training yourself on how you view the good gift that God has given you. Do you use it for good or do you use it for bad? Like we tell the pre-K, our hands are for helping, not for hurting. It really is that simple. And so if we misuse our bodies, or if we misuse the bodies of others, either physically or visually through the internet, we're training ourselves to misuse the gift that God has given us. And so we turn to Our Lady, and she will help us to turn back to the Lord. That even though we are living with concupiscence, the effect of original sin, that seemingly unable to die to self and selfishness and sin, even though we have that tendency to turn away from the Lord, by God's grace and through Our Lady's intercession, we can return to him. And so we celebrate this day with the same joy and enthusiasm as we celebrate a Sunday. We need this day. We need this celebration. We need to be reminded of the goodness of God's plan and the goodness of our bodies. And that if, like our Blessed Mother, we continue to say yes to him, then we will one day be with her, with him in heaven forever, worshiping the one true God, body and soul. This is a day of rejoicing. This is a day of hope for each one of us. We turn to Our Lady and beg her to intercede for us, beg her to pray for us, so that where she is, one day we will be as well.